Earners, what's up? Look, life's expensive, whether it's extra fees at the movies, hidden airline charges, or surprise concert ticket fees. It feels like every step forward comes with a setback. But what if your bank actually helped you move forward? That's where Chime comes in. With a Chime checking account, you get tools designed to make financial progress easier, like no maintenance fees, fee-free overdraft up to $200 with SpotMe, and even early direct deposit up to 2 days early. Imagine how much smoother things could be with extra breathing room like that. Now, let me tell you about SpotMe. We've all been there, checking your balance, realizing you're short, and then getting hit with an overdraft fee. I've had it happen, and it is frustrating. But with Chime, overdrawing your account doesn't come with a penalty. You can overdraft up to $200, and Chime will spot you. No fees, no stress. Your next deposit automatically covers the negative balance. Chime's not just a bank, it's a community. You can give or receive boosts from friends to temporarily increase your SpotMe limit when you're in a pinch. And with over 50,000 fee-free ATMs, accessing your money won't cost extra either. Here's the best part. Chime has already spotted its members over $30 billion in financial support, helping millions of people make progress. So why not join them? Make progress towards a better financial future with Chime. Open your account in just 2 minutes at chime.com/earn. That's chime.com/earn. Banking services and debit card provided by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. Members FDIC. SpotMe eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. Boosts are available to eligible Chime members enrolled in SpotMe and are subject to monthly limits. Timing depends on the submission of the payment file. Fees apply at out-of-network ATMs. Chime. Feels like progress. Earners, what's up? Look, you know how every new year we set these big goals, like saving more money, but somehow life just gets in the way? I mean, how many times have I told myself I'll stick to a budget only to see random delivery fees and subscription services eating away at my wallet? It's like the world is designed to spend our money. That's why I love Acorns. It makes saving and investing automatic so you can stick to your financial goals without even thinking about it. This episode of Earn Your Leisure is sponsored by Acorns. You've probably heard me talk about Acorns before, and I'm excited to share more about how it can help you too. Acorns makes it easy to start automatically saving and investing so your money has a chance to grow for you, your kids, and your retirement. Here's the best part. You don't need to be an expert. Acorns will recommend a diversified portfolio that fits you and your money goals. You don't need to be rich. Acorns lets you invest with the same spare money you've got right now. You can start with $5 or even just your spare change. You don't need a ton of time. You can create your own Acorns account and start investing in just 5 minutes. Basically, Acorns does the hard part so you can give your money a chance to grow. For me, Acorns has been a game changer. I remember looking at my bank statements and realizing I wasn't making any progress toward my long-term financial goals. With Acorns, it was like flipping a switch. Now, every little bit of spare change I spend is automatically invested. Over time, those small steps have really added up. And it feels good knowing I'm working toward a better future without stressing about it every day. So head to acorns.com/EYL or download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. Paid client endorsement. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Tier 2 compensations provided. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors, LLC, and SEC Registered Investment Advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/UIL.
What's the biggest financial mistake that people should avoid in 2025?
You alluded to it earlier, but I think even like some of the conversations I have on social, I can tell the people who are really locked in and investing. And I know some, like I got a message from a guy yesterday who commented about, yo, Kendrick destroyed your man Drake on the Super Bowl. And his last comment to me in DM was 2021. And I'm like, you joined Stock Club in 2021. Let me see the gains. Oh, I quit executing. You know, I didn't have time for it. How do you not have time to get rich to take care of your family? Regardless of what y'all think, y'all use that glazing word too heavy. and you got to glaze over that net worth first before you have some of these conversations. But Kendrick and Drake are good. The boy may be a little bit sensitive, but PG Lang and everybody I'll talk to on VO, they good. Focus on you. Like, eliminate all distractions and focus. Like, my kid just turned 10. Like, I remember what I wore when he was born. We're halfway into the decade. Some of you are going to look up and it's going to be 2028, and you're going to be like, I don't know what I did with 8 years of my life. Lock the fuck in. All of these wars and rap beefs, and that's a distraction from your real life. I don't care what you invest in. Bitcoin, Palantir, jail stool coin. Shot the old boy from Barstool getting that meme coin off. Trump coin. And pick an asset class and invest into it in perpetuity. People, yo, how you work so hard? Yo, if you're actually a responsible dad, you're going to put in work every day to provide for your family. I don't care what asset class it is. Crypto, equities, private equity, real estate, your business, pick something and invest into it forever. And if you're not doing that, I know people love to tell you money is not everything. And those would be the same people when you need something won't give you a fucking dime to help you and your family. Cost of living is going up crazy. People, $11 eggs. Okay. Then the car and jewelry conversation and even buying into startups. All of those costs, the cost for the Super Bowl ad was $8 million. I remember when 2.5 was a big number. In 4 years, they have that number being at $12 million. What? So much so that Starlink and T-Mobile had to partner together, which they already had, for that ad to help drum up. What? So lock in. Lock in. It's the reason why we do the show every week. To give you this information, which other networks don't do. I think we've made investing the easiest for anybody in the world, because other networks were not giving you the companies where they were going to fall to and where to exit. So, but for you, for 2025, for both of you, what is the biggest lesson?
The biggest mistake I think that people could make is buying a home that they can't afford, or just buying a home that they're not prepared for. That's the one that nobody
not prepared for it, okay. Yes.
And that's gonna hurt you more than anything in life. For sure. Yeah. Seen it happen. Yeah. A lot of different places. I just saw Cash Doll on Shannon Sharpe's show.
Yes.
And that her worst financial decision ever was buying a home, $2 million mansion. I think it was in Atlanta. I'm not sure. So that's a tricky one, because you think that you're doing something productive.
Mm-hmm.
You think that you're actually doing something beneficial when you're buying a home. And if you're not, that's how we did that episode with Keanu Watson. You should definitely watch it. Things to know before buying a home.
Yeah.
If you don't fully know what you're getting yourself into, what you think is actually productive is actually extremely harmful for you in your future.
Yeah. There's a lot of hidden costs. There's a lot of hidden costs.
Yeah, definitely go watch that episode. And we speaking from experience, like that's one of the things that we get to actually live these things, learn from these things, and then teach these things. Whereas most people won't even tell you that it happened, and then you'll just see the outcomes of it. So it's like, hey, hold it that. So hopefully you have to go through that. Like, we've always lived by that. I think the biggest mistake is, and this goes into investing, this goes in life. Don't let people trick you out of your position.
Yep.
The people that are in your ear, the people that are feeding you information, the people that are doing things, they want to be in your position. And a lot of times,
hello,
right? And that goes in business, like I said, in investing, right? Let's move the market down. Let's pull the rug if it's crypto to get better positions for bigger people with bigger pockets to get in, invest, and make more money. And when we see it, we leave positions and we say we're never going back. And then we wonder what happened in 2 years. I was invested. So never let anyone trick you out of your position. And I wrote this quote, and it kind of fits what we were talking about earlier. When we talk about like stay hungry and stay like we always hunting, never let your achievements block your vision. Right.
That's a great quote.
Never be satisfied with what's happened, right? Made a few deals, but there's no parading. Like, it's one thing to say it, it's another thing to live it.
To actually live it.
Those would be mine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
There you have it. There you have it.
Because I think as we have a desire to, and that's why I always bring up the bank and the crypto point. If 3 years ago I would have told you that the White House would have a crypto czar, you would have called me crazy. Kudos to Sachs for making that move and on an entrepreneurship level. But we just saw an entire retail community of crypto advocates get tricked out of their spot by the banking elite. In 1 year, I never thought, like, I knew the little, you know, takeover is going to happen with JP Morgan. I didn't think at scale that this would happen. Stay locked in. Stay locked in. But what do I know? You don't know nothing about crypto. I knew that part. And I knew 20K.
For sure. And we've been here for it all. It's crazy. Like, we've been here when it was that 20. We was here when it was 16. So, like, people who took advantage of that information and actually was like, all right, what they're saying kind of makes sense. Or here comes a pullback. This might be a good time to invest. Like, the people who took advantage of that, oh, my God. Like, they're out of here. You're out of here.
I'll ask you guys. You guys, have you met one billionaire who came to you and said, I can't wait to sell off these group of assets?
Never. Never.
And they do it in the contract, in perpetuity. Shout out to all the talent side for those who sign talent contracts. You got to look for those terms in perpetuity.
That means
that is a whole time frame.
Forever.
Forever.